This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Mermaids have been swimming through books and movies and people's dreams through the ages. So why doesn't Lake Michigan have its own mermaid? Linda Nemec Foster, author and founder of the Contemporary Writers Series at Aquinas College, and Anne-Marie Oman, an author and teacher at Interlaken's College of Creative Arts, decided to create one. Ladies, what is it about mermaids? Why are they so fascinating?
Well, I know for me, it's that sense of the other self. It's that sense of the myth that may be real, that we imagine and use in our lives. And I think that's one of the reasons why so far this book is really resonating with a lot of audiences across ages.
What do you think, Anne?
Yeah, I think Linda's right. I think in terms of the myth, it's sort of a projection of humanness onto the spirit of the lake. I think we all love mermaids. We know that some inner source of water it's the beginning of everything.
Right.
And that we want to make a persona of that, and to make a beautiful creature and have it interact answers a longing in all of us to go back to that water womb spirit place. So Linda's right, it's that connection with the inner self and the greatest outer self at the same time.
Right. And also the whole idea of personification of nature.
Yeah.
We want to link to our surroundings so much, to the sense of place, the sense of the nature around us. And when we look at the spirit of Lake Michigan, we imagined the mermaid as being that spirit.
So tell that story about how the two of you had this idea and came together.
It is something. It is something. Well, Anne-Marie and I, we've admired each other's works for a long time. And we were in an anthology together from Michigan State University called Freshwater. It was not poems. It was essays and short fiction about not just Lake Michigan,
right,
but the Great Lakes. So both Anne-Marie and I had pieces in this anthology. And the editor, Allison Swan, had various readings around the state. And she had a reading in Saugatuck at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts about 10 years ago. And Anne-Marie and I sat next to each other. Now, I think, Anne-Marie, you had an essay on Lake Michigan, correct?
I did, yes.
And mine was on Lake Erie. It was an essay about my mom. But we had this wonderful little reading. I was sitting next to Anne-Marie at this reading, and someone in the audience said, and the question was, it's too bad there's not a Lake Michigan mermaid. And there was some laughter in the audience.
Yeah.
And I was sitting next to Anne-Marie. We kind of looked at each other and smiled. And then, Anne-Marie?
And we're both like, even in that moment, like, what? There's no Lake Michigan mermaid? It's just that kind of little check on each other. And then I'm driving home, and I have this three-hour drive home from Saugatuck back to the Traverse City area. And I'm thinking about that line, and I have a new cell phone. And Linda and I had exchanged phone numbers while we were together. And I'm thinking about this mermaid, and it starts to come to me that something ought to be done. There is no Lake Michigan mermaid. And I had her number, and I wouldn't do this today, but this was a hot new cell phone, and it's 10 years ago. And I picked up the phone and I hit the button and she answered it. and this is late at night.
Right.
This is kind of late at night and I'm on the road and I'm alone and I say, Linda, isn't there something that we could do with this mermaid thing? Like, you're a poet and I'm a writer, and could we write letters to her? What could we do? And Linda just said, I want to be the mermaid.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Then you brought in a third entity, which is absolutely crucial to this book.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at this book right now, and it is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So talk to me about the third person that brought this whole thing together into life visually.
I had talked a bit to Zinta about the process of finding an illustrator, because when we did approach Wayne State University Press, and they accepted it on the condition that it be fully illustrated. It needed that. And you can sense how that art is so important to the story.
Oh, yes.
And we actually went through three illustrators before we found the right one. This isn't your Disney mermaid. This is a more reflective, quiet tale. There is no fairy tale ending, but there's a redemption and reconciliation at the end of the story. But we needed something more deep and abstract and meaningful in a deep way. And we found Meredith Riddle. And we're so pleased. She was the perfect choice because she got the story. She got the tone of the story, the voices of these women, the mermaid, the young girl, even the grandmother, the mother. It all came together. And Meredith was just super to work with.
Yeah. And it has this beautiful blend of watercolor, pencil, cutout, and the palette. The palette is the lake's palette. I mean, I couldn't believe when she got the colors so perfectly, the mood of the lake, or the many moods of the lake.
I would love to have the two of you in the mermaid's voice and in the girl's voice to read at least one poem each.
All right. That sounds good. So do you want to begin, Anne-Marie, in the girl's voice?
Sure. Yes, and this is sudden, and this is when she might, maybe she's seeing a little bit. So it's called sudden. Far out, a flash, a fish, but not. A sleek and leaping thing, an arc alive, painted morning fog, golden gray, then low, a humming, almost song. Graham hums along. You, out there, I can't see you. Can't see past that flash, light on light, strange dance. But I hear you. Not the distant freighter that fills the morning's foggy air. Not the muffled gull. Your sound runs under that. Almost a syllable, a splash. The lake, made of glass, trying to speak. Spring. That sudden syllable. Graham raises her head. Quick, too quick, she says.
What I almost say. No, it should be what I almost sing, since plain speech eludes me. My mouth fills with water, not words. Songs of the waves are the closest thing to language I possess. In winter, my voice is silent, a frozen wave. In spring, I am the water you dream about. Water, water, whispering in each heartbeat of the moon.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Linda Nimick Foster and Anne-Marie Oman about their new book, The Lake Michigan Mermaid, A Tale in Poems. They'll read from the book at Book Bug in Kalamazoo at 2 p.m. on Sunday, June 3. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. Thanks for listening.